still don't know where I'm getting it, if I'm getting it on the forearms or if I'm getting it like straight on the side or if I'm getting it on the back of my arm. Because back of my arm would be super cool, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Forearm would be cool, too.
Yeah.
I think just down the arms would be kind of plain.
Like down on the side. Yeah. That's kind of how I feel, too, because this one has shit, like, going around it.
Yeah. Right? But that one would have to be, like, really big to fill that space.
Yeah.
Where, like, your forearm, it could be, like, a decent size.
But I have Elvish writing that I want to get on my forearm.
And get that on the other side.
Yeah.
Elvish on one side and then, yeah.
I sent that to you, didn't I?
Yes.
What I wanted to get.
Are you getting them both at the same time?
I don't think so.
If you get them on your forearms, though, if your forearm tattoo, like, it's not going to be that, I mean, look how, it's like, what, 2 inches by, like,
yeah,
7 or 8 inches?
Yeah.
You can do it. Do it.
On forearms?
Yeah.
Get both of them done.
Yeah, get the Elvish on one side and the other one. That's badass.
Because I have it booked. She has me booked Thursday, like, from 12:30 on, essentially.
Well, yeah, because she hasn't seen you in forever. And she wants to hang out.
Maybe I could shoot her a quick message and ask her if it's too late should get it done on, get this done on my forearm and then the Elvish writing right here.
Because this writing took, I don't know, the Elvish I'm sure will be like bigger and more ornate than just like type. But this took like a half an hour.
Because I've been, a lot of the cosplayers that I follow on Instagram.
Will definitely do what they're doing.
No. But they have been posting that, like that quote.
Oh, yeah.
With Aragorn, like, saying it to Frodo and stuff.
Yeah.
With, like, their cosplays. And then I just watched The Fellowship, and I was like, man, that's fucking cool.
What is the quote again?
I would have gone with you to the end, into the very fires of Mordor.
Oh.
And so somebody translated it into Tengwar or the High Elvish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Pretty cool.
I know. Maybe I'll send her a message tomorrow.
You should.
And just be like, just do my forearms.
Do it. It doesn't hurt that bad.
No. Because I think getting it on the back of my arm would be hurty because it's getting into that.
I don't know. Somebody told me your forearms hurt when it gets like close to the wrist or close up to the elbow.
But I have shit on my wrist and that
didn't
hurt. But
it didn't bother. Well, the shit you have on your wrist took about 35 seconds.
That's true.
So you have to think about, like, the amount of time. Mm-hmm. Like, any tattoo, like, you can get for a half an hour, you know?
Yeah.
But then when it gets to be, like, hours.
Yeah.
Do your forearms. That'll be so cool. You'll be able to see them all the time, too, even when you're wearing t-shirts.
I know. Okay. Okay, yawns, McGee.
Okay, I'm drinking coffee.
That's
I'm trying.
Okay. You're
I took a
totally
nap.
Trying.
It was rainy today, and I laid in bed, and then I went and had a Bloody Mary, and then I came home, and then laid in bed some more. That was my day.
I was at the Marquette Trails Fest all weekend.
Yeah,
it was so much fun. Friday night, I had that 5K, which I did pretty good.
I thought you did great.
Yeah, my first mile. I questioned my entire existence.
Sorry.
With trail running.
Yeah.
Because it was up like super hills and roots and everything. And then it kind of like leveled off. My last mile was like 8:20. That's fucking flying.
Yeah. Because you're all warmed up.
Because I was like, oh shit. And then.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And then yesterday we went out there and, well, NMU's graduate studies was out there all weekend and I like sat in the booth and stuff and got to talk to people. But yesterday I demoed a bike. I think I'm gonna get it.
Yeah.
It's super expensive. But it made me like mountain biking so much better because right now I'm on Mike's medium frame.
Uh-huh.
And I rode a small frame.
Okay.
And it just like made a world of difference. It was great.
Sure.
That's okay.
I know nothing about mountain biking other than Greg. I think the last time we recorded, Greg was buying his mountain bike, which he loves.
Yeah.
And he's doing the long Hors du Jour.
Nice.
The Hard Rock or whatever it is.
Yeah. That's what Mike's doing.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Mike and John and Jack are doing that one.
Okay, cool.
And I might, depending on if I have my bike or not.
Yeah.
By then. Fuck yeah. Why not?
I don't know.
So it takes me forever. So I break a collarbone. It's fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But Greg was looking at it because it starts at like 10.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be 36 miles in by like 3:30.
Oh, he's doing like the 41.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike's just doing the 28. But
That's the soft rock.
Yeah.
Soft rock, and then the hard rock is the 40 he could mile do it. One.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's from, so he has like 5.5 hours roughly to do 30 some miles. And then there's like 10 miles after that,
mm-hmm.
because that's when they like shut down the last checkpoint or whatever. And awards start at 2 mm-hmm. from like 2 to 4. So,
I don't know.
I mean, he thinks he can. And like now he goes out mountain biking and does like 10 miles at a time. So, yeah.
Why not? Yeah, today it like poured rain and Mike had to bike through pouring rain and thunder.
How'd he do with that?
He was good. He was about 10 minutes over what he thought he could do it, but the trail was slick. Like for the longer race, they shut down a portion because it was mainly rocks and it was just too slippery.
Okay.
They had people out early in the morning like riding the trails and stuff, testing it, and it was just too shitty.
Huh.
So, but yeah.
Interesting.
I talked to the department head for Outdoor Rec, and I think I'm going for my master's.
Really?
I think so. Yeah.
And, like, what are you going to do? What's your goal here?
It's
end goal.
Adventure-based learning. It's, like, administration in adventure-based learning or something. It's like the new program. And he was like, no, you should do it. It'll take like 2 years. And if you have even any outdoor rec experience or college courses, like, we take you. And I was like, cool. End goal? I don't know. I work at Northern and it would be.
So you'd be an administrator in
outdoor rec and leisure.
Rec.
Mm-hmm.
So what would your interaction with like students be?
Okay. So here's the deal. I'm gonna level with you.
Okay.
I can't move up at Northern unless I have a master's.
Oh. So, okay.
Mm-hmm. Like I can't get like a director or coordinator position unless I have a master's.
Okay. So as like an outdoor rec and leisure administrator, would you be like counseling or directing the actual students, or would you be more on like the paperwork planning end of it?
Probably paperwork planning end of it, with like minor student interaction.
Okay.
Because I interact with students a lot in my current position, but I would like to get paid.
Yes.
It's about that money, man.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the money. I was just talking to a friend of mine about that, who started as a property manager for like long-term rentals in Marquette.
Mm-hmm.
And was like friend of a friend. So we hadn't talked, but she's like, oh, so I hear you're like a short-term rental person. I'm like, oh, you're a long-term rental person. And she started out as just like the receptionist in the office.
Oh, shit.
And they're like, oh, well, you could do this, you could do that. Well, now they're sending her to school for like a realtor license, but she won't be like buying things, but with her realtor license she'll be doing like the paperwork for them. And she's like, yeah, I don't know. And I said, I feel the same way. I feel like I'm way too dumb to be like what I'm doing. Well, you know, like cleaning house. I was like, I was cleaning houses, and then they're like, here's more work. And I'm like, all right. And she's an office clerk, and it's like, here, have some more work. Oh, you're doing good at that? Okay, well, here's some more money now, too. That's basically what happened.
That is typically what happens if you work for a relatively decent company.
Well, yeah.
You're doing the work. Here is more money.
But it's also, like, weird. So we had, like, a long talk about that last night at Bar's Bar.
Weird.
Which was weird.
Yeah.
Greg Greg's taking, maybe taking over for a bass player in kind of a well-known band.
Mm-hmm.
So they played at Bar's Bar last night.
Okay.
And he stood in and played like four songs with them, five songs.
I saw
songs.
Your Snap story, yeah.
Yeah. But it was fun. It was That's like cool. low-key, and mm-hmm. I like all the classic rock that they play, so that was fun.
Yeah.
And then Stacy was there too, so I like hanging out with Stacy.
I like Stacy.
But I like Bar's Bar a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I always forget about it till I'm there, and I'm like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah. I should probably.
I know. I'm wrap like, it up. I'm trying to like
That's okay.
get chatty and wake up because I'm like, I did zero notes on this.
That's all right. I okay. did a little bit, but not a ton.
Good. Better than me.
Anyway. Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to a dystopian future in 2023 in The Purge Anarchy. Bum, bum, bum. It came out in 2014. It's about an hour and 44 minutes long. You can find this on HBO Max, or what is now known as Max, for free if you're subbed. Apple TV for $3.99 and Amazon for $3.39, which I thought was a weird price.
So did I.
Okay. And it's directed and written by James DeMonaco, the same guy that did the original.
I think they're trying, I think Amazon is trying to like do the Walmart thing.
I think so too.
Where something
yeah.
is like 84 cents
yes.
instead of like 89, just to like give you that little sense of like savings.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, The Purge is second in release date, but third in chronological order.
Like, yes.
Yes. So you have the first Purge, The Purge, Anarchy, the TV series, Election Year, and then the Forever Purge. So that's like the list of
Have you
chronological
seen
order.
The first Purge?
No, but I really want to.
I do too, and I haven't. Yeah. I've seen like the first one that came
yeah.
out. And then this one, and then maybe one more?
Yeah.
It seems like I saw another one, but I don't know.
Yeah. And I know that we typically, well, at least last year anyway, we did the original Purge mm-hmm. around 4th of July.
Which I totally forgot that we
yeah.
did. Yeah.
But the Purge night is the day after the spring equinox, so it's always in March.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just like a good American thing to talk about.
It is. And of course,
because the Purge is
definitely going to talk about this.
The Purge is just the U.S., right?
It's just not, the U.S.
Okay. So
the founding fathers.
I feel like that is, you know, very 4th of July-ish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anywho. So Anarchy stars Carmen Yogo as Eva. She was in Fantastic Beasts. She's in the current Marvel Disney Plus show, Secret Invasion. She hasn't shown up yet because there's only one episode out, but she's listed as one of the people. And then she was in a film called Sparkle, which took place during Motown. And I can't remember exactly what band it was, but she was part of a trio.
Okay.
Zoe Soll as Callie. Eva's daughter. She was in Purge Election Year, Read Between the Lines, which was a TV show. And a fun little fact about her, she was born in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The same place I was born. Woo! Frank Griot or Grillo, depending on your pronunciation. I've heard both, so I went with both. He plays...
Oh. Sparkle was based on Diana Ross
yes.
and the Supremes.
Okay. So Frank plays Leo. He was in Captain America, First Avenger, Winter Soldier, Civil War, and cameo in Endgame. And he was in Guiding Light, like in the 90s for years. He's so cute.
I have him listed as Sarge through the whole thing.
Yep.
So,
Zach Guilford as Shane. He was in Midnight Mass and Friday Night Lights, the TV show.
Oh, Midnight Mass. Mm-hmm. That's where I recognize him from.
And then Keely Sanchez is Liz. She was in Dark Days, which is a sequel to 30 Days of Night. She plays Stella in that.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. And then she was in Lost and The Glades. And Keeley and Zach are married in real life. They were married in 2012.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. And then a shout out for Michael Williams as Carmelo. He was in The Wire and Boardwalk Empire, and he sadly passed away in 2021 from a drug overdose.
Mm.
Heroin.
Boo.
Mm-hmm. He was 54. All right.
Ugh. I didn't take any notes. So, sorry.
About, like, the background?
About, like, awards, where it was filmed. That's okay. Nothing. I typically do that, and I just spaced.
You know, that's okay.
Yeah. So, it is based in 2023.
I feel like until we're actually getting paid to do stuff like this, meh.
Exactly. Like, you know what? Sometimes I fucking drop the ball, and that's just going to happen. I watched the movie. I feel like the past couple days I've just, like, worked and then just kind of, like, fucked off and not really had...
That's all right.
Not really done anything. Okay. So, 2023. 5%. Less than 5% unemployment. It's March 21st at 4 p.m. So, it's, like, 2 hours and blah, 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 till the purge. Purge starts at sunset.
Which, this must be the most stressful time. Because, like, you're still expected to, like, go to work and stuff and, like...
Yeah, like, how can you take the day off?
You probably, like, could.
Before the purge so that you are just, like, guaranteed that you're home?
You probably could if you were middle class and above.
True.
But somebody that doesn't have a lot of money, like Eva, is going to be working until, like, right up.
I'm pretty sure with, like, the vacation rental biz, I could just block. I could block checkout or check in. For, like, the couple days of the purge.
Yeah.
So that I could just stay home.
I could just use PTO.
And if they, yeah.
Mike and I are
Greg, though.
Healthily in middle class.
Greg, like, what if he was, and this, okay, this is an issue. I haven't gotten 2 seconds
okay.
to do it. So, like, is everything shut down?
I think everything is shut down.
So, like, Greg, fireman, doesn't have to go to work?
Yep. Police and stuff aren't on the streets. That's the impression that I get the more Purge movies that I watch, is everything is literally shut down, because what are the fucking cops going to do?
So what about, like, people in the hospital? Like, they have to have, like, minimum amount of people.
Hospitals might be shut down, and then maybe government officials at the 10 level or government paramedics or something have to come in and take care of people in the hospital.
Because it's like government officials, like, whatever, 11, stage 11 or whatever
it's
they call it.
Ranking 10.
Yeah, and 10 above, and above. I think. So, I mean, are there, like, medical professionals that could get that
but
ranking?
But then what happens if somebody is just there with, like, a broken leg? Or something, and they want to purge, or somebody wants to purge them. Are they just excluded?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's what you were getting at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
there's some, maybe it'll be answered.
Oh, there's a nurse working the night of the purge.
She accidentally killed my husband.
Yeah. So blamed. I wonder if the hospitals have, like, crazy good security, though.
Yeah.
And just, like, shut down, because say there was, like, somebody super rich that you wanted to get, and you knew they had a really good security system. You knew that they were going to, like, a purge party or whatever and not leaving their house. What if you, like, smashed your car into theirs, like, 2 days before the purge, put them in the hospital,
and
made them, like, a target?
Yeah. Ooh.
But maybe they would also be able to pay for, like, home health care, but then you'd still have an in, because, like, what if you were paying, like, the home health care person?
There are a lot of things
Sorry.
That you could fuck around with this whole thing.
It hurts my brain. Yeah, so there's a restaurant, a little diner, where they still wear the old-fashioned dresses, which is cute. And they're waiting to leave.
Yeah.
Because they all need to, like...
There's, like, one person that's still in there.
Yeah.
And he's, like, packing up his stuff.
And their boss is just, like, waiting till the absolute last second to, like, let them go.
I don't feel... Well, I shouldn't say that. My boss would be like, no, get the fuck out of here. But there, I'm sure there are some that are like,
no, the purge starts in 2 hours. We can definitely keep the diner open for another hour 45.
Good luck.
And there are bosses like that.
There are bosses like that.
I mean, hopefully, well, this is obviously a boss that doesn't care about their employees.
Yeah.
Yes. So then they get let go. Mm-hmm. They all kind of scatter.
Yeah.
Just trying to get home in time. There are two people driving.
There are three different storylines.
Yeah.
Towards the middle.
So there's the waitress trying to get home to her daughter and father.
Yep.
There's a couple. Mm-hmm. And then there's this other like rogue guy doing his own thing. You don't really know like what's happening with him yet.
I love him.
I know, me too.
I love him so much.
Then it flashes to a couple. It's two people driving, a man and a woman. He's looking at photos on his phone. So they're getting divorced?
They're getting divorced.
And they have to tell his sister, and they're going to tell her that night when they all get together?
I think, or maybe the next day.
I was going to say, if like we were doing a purge thing and like you and Mike were going to come over and Mike was like, yeah, we're getting a divorce, probably not the best time to tell me that you're getting a divorce.
I'll just fucking kill you. Life insurance policy, bitch. I would
be
bitch.
Like, no, not even you, crazy. I'd be like, me, like, why? What did you do to my sister? Are you being purged tonight? Because it is my right as an American citizen.
I'm utilizing my right. Fucking, I hate this.
But, probably, I mean, same way. If, like, Greg and I came here on purge night and I was like, oh, we're getting a divorce, you'd want to be like, why? Did he cheat on you? Because if he cheated on you,
fucking kill him.
Purge time.
No. I don't think so.
I would purge someone for you. Just saying.
Okay. As long as you promise not to purge me for something I did when I was like in high school or
I'd be like, remember that time you stole my t-shirt and got a big stain on it?
I fucking hate you.
Purge. I mean that.
No.
Okay. So there's the two people. He's looking at pictures. They're talking about being separated. They're driving down the road. They're trying to get home before the purge. The waitress gets home. She took a long time getting home because her dad didn't want to take his meds. I know.
This is a sad story.
And I feel like she's buying them like on the side. Like they're not.
Yeah.
She's not getting them from the doctor, pharmacy or whatever. She's like seeking them out, just paying cash to buy his meds off the street. He's dying.
He's very grumpy. Yeah.
But you don't know that. He's terminally crabby. Ill. Terminally ill. He just wants to go to bed. He fucking hates the purge. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Now, let's Callie. See. Callie. Callie's the granddaughter. Mm-hmm. Eva's daughter.
Yep.
She's watching these videos that are like hardcore protest videos.
So this man called Carmelo has like a symbol, and he's essentially taken over purge screen time, going like essentially what Aaron and I talked about in the first one. It's a battle against the homeless in America. It's a battle against the people that are in poverty line and below. Yeah. It's essentially purging minorities in America. Let's face it. And so he's kind of the rogue person that's just like, no, fuck you, this is the time where we're gonna fight,
let's get out and do something, fight back, fuck the oppression,
fuck the government,
like
they're just pissed.
So he's pissed. So he's like getting everybody amped up, and this isn't like broadcast on TV, this is all like YouTube and
YouTube,
internet shit.
It's like Anonymous. When like Anonymous was like a big thing. I don't know if they are now anymore, but
So then there's Sarge. He's going out. Sarge has his vehicle all like
he has the one person that he's gonna purge.
He has one person he's gonna purge. You don't know who. But he's going after somebody. There's a woman that
his ex-wife.
Yeah.
His ex-wife comes and is just like, you don't need to do this. Like, it's not going to bring him back.
Oh, so
and
sad.
And Leo or Sarge is like, I need to do this.
Yeah. And that's it. He just waited for this opportunity.
Yep.
Now, while Eva and Callie are watching Carmelo giving a speech, Grandpa gets dressed up really nice and sneaks out.
Yep. And he tells Eva, like, not to wake him up.
Yeah. I'm going to sleep through the purge. Yep. I don't care about it. Like, let me rest. Mm-hmm. But he leaves a letter, gets dressed really nice, mm-hmm. sneaks out. I thought the first time I saw this that he was, like, going to go purge or, like, he was
commit suicide. I thought he was going to kill himself or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought he had somebody that he was, like, going to purge. Just something.
Yeah. Something.
A different secret than what he had.
Mm-hmm.
Shane and Liz then argue. This is all, like, shortly before the purge begins.
Yep. They're in the grocery store, like, picking up supplies. Yes. Why would you, like, why would you stop? Just keep driving. Like, why would you stop at the grocery store?
I could go one night without food.
No shit.
In this situation. Yes. If I had, like, somewhere safe to be.
Yeah.
They're, like, cutting it way too close.
Yeah.
They talk about the separation. Well, then they're driving and their car dies. Now, when they're leaving the grocery store, like, they see some, like, kind of weird guys in masks.
Yeah.
On dirt bikes. Well, then their car dies on the road. Well, then they're, like, freaking out, trying to, like, flag people down. No. Trying to get help.
Would you stop?
Yeah,
I would stop.
Mm-hmm. In that situation, because it's not during the purge.
Yeah.
So the chances of the people waving me down being, like, participants.
Yeah. I'd stop.
Yeah, this is a situation where they'd be, like, the least threat.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's people that, like, flag you down, like, hey, can I come stay at your house? And then as soon as the sun goes down, they murder you. I don't know.
Yikes.
Yeah, so they find out that, like, it looked like something under their car had been, like, cut. Because there's, like, scraggly wires and, like, a bunch of fluid pouring out.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when, like, the scary, like, dirt biker guys show up.
Yeah.
Like, ready
to purge. And they're all, like, painted face. And, like, one of them is the very famous, if you watch the preview, is the one with, like, the doll's face mask.
That has God.
That has God written on it. Yeah.
I mean, watching them, though, kind of like, like, okay, be part of the purge, be one of these scary gangs. Because there's at a couple points during the night, you see, like, these different gangs show up, and it's like, would I, like, fall into somebody's, like, bandwagon of purge?
I would be worried that they would turn on you, like, because they're the guys in the big school bus.
Yeah.
That look like white supremacists. And they just have, like, shotguns with, like, the windows down and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like one of them could easily just be like, you slept with my wife.
Boom. That's what I was thinking, like, too. Or, like, I saw you steal whatever. Boom. Like, yeah. I just don't like your face.
There are a few people that I would trust in a situation like that. I would trust you.
Okay.
And, like, Mike. That's it. That's it.
That's safe, though, to have, like, a small trust group. So, yeah, then, okay, the commencement of the purge. Sirens go off. Everything shuts down.
Wild.
No police or medical attention until the next day at, like, 7 a.m.
It goes 7 to 7.
Yeah, you're basically, like, fucked. You're on your own. What I want to know is Shane and Liz are, like, running down streets and, like, running all over the place. They go to climb into a dumpster and there's, like, what, a dead body in there?
Yeah. I'm like, climb in there with it.
Climb in with that dead body.
12 hours.
Scoot over. Who cares? We're going to lay in this dumpster. Hopefully no one sets it on fire in the purge.
Shit. Yeah.
But I will hide in the piles of trash with a dead body.
I would be fine with that. That's what I thought too. I was like, just.
They're like, oh, a dead body. And I'm like, okay.
You're going to be a fucking dead body if you don't hide.
Yeah.
That annoyed me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that bothered me. I'm like, just get in there. So, okay. So then it's back to Callie and Eva. They check on Papa.
Mm-hmm.
And they find the note that he left. He's gone. They find the note that he volunteered to be a martyr for a rich family. So they're going to pay Eva and Callie $100,000.
Yep.
Basically for his life.
Yeah.
Because
rich people can fucking buy poor people.
Yes.
To get their family out of debt to kill them. I just fucking, it's disgusting. I hate rich people.
Because, well, they want to purge.
But they don't want to go out
to purge. So they have like fancy purge parties.
Yeah.
Where it's basically like a little hunt that they put on.
Yeah. But he just goes into like a living room.
Yeah.
And they have machetes.
Ugh.
It's just awful.
Yeah.
And then Callie is like outraged. And Eva is just like, this is what the rich do to poor people. Like,
yeah.
They've been doing it every purge. This is the sixth purge.
I think it's the ninth.
Or ninth.
9 years of purges.
Yeah. And so Eva has just kind of accepted it. Like, yeah, like this is the world that we live in.
And he was terminally ill.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still like a huge sacrifice.
Sucky. Yeah.
Yeah. While they're like trying to sort this out, their building is under attack.
Yeah.
Now, there's this random gross dude, Diego.
It's their neighbor.
Yeah. Who has constantly hit on Eva.
Yeah.
Eva or Ava? I feel like I'm just going to go back and forth.
I think it's Eva.
Eva.
I think.
Well, she's turned him down multiple occasions. Yeah. Just not interested in you, dude. Living my own life, taking care of my kid, taking care of my dad, whatever. Well, he is like not taking that very well.
Yeah.
And is holding it against her that she's turned him down. So
how
dare she say no to him? When in his mind, no reason. He breaks into their house, basically says he's going to take what he wants, accuses her of all the things, you know, like a dick, but he's got like a giant gun.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah. Like, so he's like threatening her and her daughter. Two for one.
And he says, I'm going to release the beast on you bitches. And I'm like, oh, icky.
Ew. Mm. Ew. Well, works out okay for them that they're kind of like hiding away and somebody walks in the door of the apartment and sees him with the gun and they just like blow him to smithereens. Yeah.
The apartment building is being attacked by other people, which you find out later.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll go into it when.
So this kind of like military crew of people come in and they're all like in the same uniform. And
not bulletproof either. It's just like, it looks like shit that Mike bought when he was Deathstroke for Halloween.
Yes.
Like, it's just like the hockey guards.
But they all match. Mm-hmm. And they're a team and they're like sweeping the building essentially.
Yep.
Just kind of killing everyone in it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really know why. Yeah. So the gunmen take the two ladies for someone's personal purge,
mm-hmm.
and are dragging them out into the street.
Yeah.
So they get dragged into the street. Meanwhile, Sarge like pulls up and sees the situation.
And he isn't going to stop, but then he hears Callie scream mom and he's just like, well, fuck.
Yeah. So there's a semi parked on the street. You don't know why. Like a big like tractor trailer. And then their like other vehicles parked all around that they use to like swarm the building, and they're getting like dragged out. They're screaming, "Let us go, let us go," you know, typical what you would do. And then Callie starts screaming, "Mom."
Yeah.
And Sarge is watching it. And at first he's going to drive by, and then you can feel, you can tell he's like getting hit in the heart.
Yeah.
They're punching him in the heart with that one. So Sarge parks his car and gets out and decides to like do something about it.
Doesn't lock his car though, which I thought was strange.
Doesn't lock his car. So he gets out of his car. Meanwhile, Shane and Liz are like scrounging around trying to hide wherever they can. Mm-hmm. They are hiding behind his car from like the motorcycle gang.
Yeah.
And they climb into his car to hide in the back seat.
Three stories are slowly converging.
They're all combining at this point. Well, then Sarge kind of goes bananas and like shoots up all of these guys.
Wow. He goes like Punisher on them.
He kind of reminds me of the Punisher. Yeah. Because he's like very rogue and just like, I'm getting my revenge.
And he's a great shot.
And he's a great shot.
Yep.
And he has all this like equipment that like his rage and revenge
and
has
he's
like
just
built.
A dude too.
Just
That's
a random
dude. I always
dude.
Liked about Punisher. He was just a dude.
No superpowers.
Combat training.
Yeah. So yeah, he shoots up everybody. Now what I thought was like real weird is the back of the semi opens and there's this guy who looks like
Mike thought it was Kevin Bacon.
Kind
like,
of, yeah.
Like Kevin Bacon, like a heavier Kevin Bacon.
It would have had to have been Kevin Bacon like now though.
Yeah.
Cause this guy is like late '60s maybe. Yeah. And he's
he doesn't look like him without his or with his aviators off though.
Yeah.
Only with them on.
So he's got Mike watch this with you?
Yeah. He likes the Purge
I guess
movies.
It's not like supernatural scary. Mm-hmm. It's just like and not especially
and
gory either. Yeah, he's got a baseball hat on and aviators, and he's in the back of this, like, kind of tricked out semi-trailer with a machine gun on, like, a sand thing.
His name is Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. He has a fucking trucker hat with the American flag on, aviator glasses, and, like, an apron with a plaid shirt. He looks like he's grilling on the fucking 4th of July.
He kind of does. Like, he's from Anytown, USA. But what his thing is he's got apparently a lot of money. And if you're rich and you don't want people brought to you, then you just get this, like, team of elite people to drive you around. And you're like, hey, I only want to kill, and what in this case?
Poor
women?
Mm-hmm.
I want to kill
it's,
poor women.
So you find
poor attractive women. So then that's he gets those people dragged down to him, and then he just shoots them up.
So you find out in a little bit anyway that there are semis going throughout every major city, and they're targeting like poverty line housing structures.
Yeah.
So they're cleansing the United States of poor people, essentially, and they have computer screens. They essentially work for the government.
Yeah.
To rid the world of poor people.
But it's sort of like an elaborate thing.
Yes.
So there's like a few of these in the city.
The founding fathers.
But the founding fathers go out on Purge night.
Yeah.
And go into, like, poor neighborhoods and shoot people up.
You got to pump those numbers up. They want a good purge.
Now, oh, yeah. And purge numbers have been dropping.
Because
people won't participate.
People just, people don't participate. They don't agree with
it. I don't feel
it.
Like going out and killing people tonight, so I can just hang out at home and that's cool.
Yeah.
But that starts happening. And I think what the Founding Fathers planned is that in all the low-income areas, the people would just fucking go nuts and kill each other.
But they're not.
And the rich people would hide out. Mm-hmm. But then it gets to the point after 9 years where they're like, we're not participating in the purge.
It's like, bullshit. And they all know that, like, that's what they wanted them to do. After, like, a few years of it going on, they're
and that's
like,
kind
oh,
of
shit.
Like what Carmelo was talking about.
Yeah.
Like, no. like, if you're going to purge anybody, purge these people, not like your neighbors, not this or that. So, yeah.
I bet that there are, like, theological papers written about the Purge movies. There has to be. Like,
well, I imagine there was things written before the Purge movies. This type of situation. But yeah, I think the founding fathers thought, okay, well, all these poor people will just kill each other over drugs or this or that, and they'll just kind of like take care of themselves, and then we can just like keep being richer. But that's not really like
that's not happening anymore.
So then the founding fathers are going out and killing people.
Yeah,
which okay to me, like I've worked plenty of very low income jobs. So what happens if you shoot all of the gas station workers in a town?
Right.
Or all of the waitresses or all of the whatever, you know?
Right.
First 6 months Walmart employees or so there's just no one to do those jobs then?
Maybe. I don't know. It's just, I know. It's bullshit.
Like, yeah. Okay, everyone that works at McDonald's drops dead. Well, then people are bitching there's no McDonald's seat. Like,
yeah. What well, happened?
Oh, we killed all those poor.
All those poor people.
No Big Mac for you. I'm just, you know. Yeah, that's my own tangent. Yes. Yeah, so Sarge takes the two gals, gets to the car. At that point, they find the couple hiding in the car. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, we don't have guns. We just want to get out of here. And Sarge is kind of like, fuck, okay, get in the car. Shut up. We're leaving. The founding father that he shot.
The big daddy.
Big daddy. He thought was dead. Stood up.
Yeah.
It's okay. He was shot in the shoulder or something.
Yeah. Or like a bullet.
Oh,
like
the cheek.
His face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then the founding father is shooting at them and the bikers are coming after them. Mm-hmm. So they're like, the fuck out of there. Then I can't remember who mentions it, but Sarge is like,
Callie.
Sarge is like, oh, what are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Why were you out? What's going on? And then one of them says, well, what about you? Why were you outside? And then the whole car gets quiet.
Because murder, nothing.
They
I mean,
know
nothing.
That Sarge is like...
Because they all have explanations as to why they're outside.
Yeah.
And Leo is just like, well, why are you outside?
So?
Murder.
What about you? Yeah. At this point, the car had been like shot up and it breaks down. Right?
Yeah.
Sarge gives them all a gun. Mm-hmm. And he's like, see you later. Peace. But of course, then they're like, how are we going to survive? And then he takes care of them.
Yeah.
Eva says, hey, I got a friend that lives like two blocks from here.
It's her coworker, Tanya.
Yeah.
You meet her in the beginning.
If you get us to my friend's house, you can take her car, I promise. Mm-hmm. While this is going on, a founding father semi passes by. And they're like, they're in trouble. Shane gets bear trapped by somebody.
Yeah. People have set up traps like all around the city.
I guess maybe I would do that. Not even to like kill anyone, but just like see if I could catch people. I don't know.
You catch them and then you're just like, just kidding. And you just like let them go.
Just kidding. Here's a sandwich. Enjoy your purge.
Happy purge night. Stay safe.
Stay safe. Here's a glow stick and a sandwich. No, I don't know.
Pepper spray.
Yeah. There's a shootout. There's a woman on top of a building.
She's
just like ranting about life, shooting, like sniping people off down below.
You do see, so there are people like right in the beginning. It's just like the original or the first purge. People like getting ready.
Yes.
And it's like a guy like goes up to the top floor of a building with just like a 12 pack of beer and is just sitting up there, and you know he's just gonna like snipe people down below.
Yeah. Or like when they're like putting down all the security, things on all the businesses. Mm-hmm. And the one guy's like, do you need any protection for tonight? Selling this gun, selling that gun. I accept
all payment.
Yeah. It's like, need any protection? So Shane, once they let him loose, Shane's like talking shit about Sarge purging. And he's like, I can hear you talking about me.
He's just like, you know, I can hear you, right? And Shane's just like, we don't even know why this dude's out here.
Obviously not to kill me, because he would have done it right away.
Yeah.
He would have like forced me out of the car at gunpoint and shot me.
Yes.
But he still is. He's going to wait till like 1 minute before the sun comes up or 1 minute before 7 a.m. and shoots him. I mean, maybe if that's his bag, I guess. Liz ends up getting grabbed by a military guy. We're just out doing our duty.
Maybe.
Yeah, because they have all the traffic cam info, so they know where they're going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So they were able to make it onto like a semi truck.
Yes.
That had been like fucked up, and they were like looking, and the semi truck has like traffic cam footage all across the city.
Yes.
And shit is getting wild.
They found out that there was certain buildings that were being targeted.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they were, I'm assuming they were all low income.
They are.
But low income and maybe owned by certain people.
Maybe.
Like, if the same person owns all those buildings and he knows, like,
that they're all low income or something.
Well,
or
not that even that he knows
the person.
Just that, like, oh, well, here's, you know, low rent building close to, you know, better businesses, higher priced areas. Well, if we can clear out this whole building, I can renovate it and jack the price up.
Yeah.
So if you're one of the founding fathers, you could say, yeah, I'm going to buy these like 12 apartment complexes, wait till the purge, kill everybody in them.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
Jack up the rent, fix it all up.
Huh.
Yeah. What?
Kind of like People Under the Stairs, but not as elaborate.
Yes. Or like Candyman.
Ooh, Candyman.
Mm-hmm. I think it was Candyman that was like that. Where the people living in the building were like, oh yeah, like just, you know, 6 months ago, this was the projects, but then they bought it and fixed it up and blah, blah, blah. Was it that one?
I think so.
Yeah. Sarge admits that he stopped for Callie because she was fighting. Aww. Like, he tells her that. What's up, baby boy? Sorry, I'm distracted by a dog. Chelsea's texting. What are we doing?
I was messaging Mike to feed Cooper.
Oh, okay. Oh, so while that semi is parked there, the second semi shows up.
I didn't catch that. They hide. Leo saying that.
Yeah.
Oh, good for her.
Because she's a fighter. She fought. He gives Callie his bulletproof vest, and then they decide to duck into the subway.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have anywhere else to go. No. They can't stay on the street. So they duck into the subway. Now, if this was The Last of Us, they would just, like, cut through buildings. You notice that? Yeah. We have to go, like, 8 blocks that way. Instead of just, like, walking down the street where someone could see us, we're going to, like, walk through all these dangerous, dark buildings.
They did that in the show because that's exactly what you have to do in the video game.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, the streets are closed off, so it's like, this is our only option.
The streets are closed off, or they're swarming with even more infected. So.
Yeah.
I know.
That makes sense. While they're down in the subway, there's, like, some Mad Max shit going on with people on four-wheelers that are purging down in the subway tunnels.
And that's where the homeless people are in the subway tunnels, like
hiding.
Like, just like holding out so they don't have to be purged.
Well, they get purged by a bunch of people on four-wheelers with like flamethrowers and weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they're chasing after them. Shane and Liz actually fight back because Sarge gave them all guns. So then they're like, shootout. Yep. Like crazy Wild West shootout.
Shane gets shot, though.
Shane gets shot.
Yeah.
They do manage to blow up.
Liz does.
Yes.
She's a pretty good shot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So Sarge, Eva, Kelly are safe. Shane is shot. So Liz is still...
She's okay. Yep.
4 hours left of the purge. Unfortunately, a traffic cam picks them up.
Right as they go into Tanya's building.
Mm-hmm. They're like identified as the people that took out truck two, I think it was. But they're safe. They're safe.
For what you know, they are safe.
They're at Tanya's house. Tanya's having a little purge party. They got food.
Tanya's getting real fucked up.
She's real fucked up.
Yep.
And okay, when I say real fucked up, drinking, I say you're fucked up. If someone smokes too much weed, you're fucked up. If you are doing them in combination
and
pills or anything else, you're too fucked up for my company. I draw the line. Like, if you want to drink and act real silly, okay, fine. Or smoke some weed, okay. But, like, getting wasted, kind of being obnoxious, and then, like, shaking a pill bottle in your mouth in the bathroom, I'm like, That's not the partying that I like to do.
And Leo, like, points that out. He's like, are we going to be, like, safe here? Is this a thing? Yeah.
This isn't my kind of party. I don't think on Purge night.
No, I would be stone sober.
No. No. Mm-mm. I drink almost every day. Not like drunk every day, but like have a couple drinks every day. And Purge night? No. Nope. I would be like up all night.
Yeah.
Probably just hiding in my basement, but still, you know? Yeah. If anyone wants to purge me, I would not be in my basement.
Just kidding.
I wouldn't be home. You'd have to find me.
Just kidding.
I'm running down the streets with like, we're getting a new axolotl we talked about.
Ooh.
Yes. Brutus number two.
B2.
And Purge Night, I'd have Brutus 2, B2, in a little like jar running down the street.
Come on, Brutus.
Come on, Brutus. I'll save you. Something's seriously wrong with my brain. So they're at Tanya's. There's a really weird dynamic going on.
There's a lot of tension.
Sarge sees... Is it Tanya or her sister?
Lorraine.
Is it Lorraine doing the pills and the
Tanya.
Tanya's. Okay. So Tanya's like flirting with her sister's husband.
Lorraine's husband, Bobby.
A lot. Acting weird. Mm-hmm. Dance with me, blah, blah, blah. She goes in the bathroom. She's hammered. Lorraine is like looking like this is fucked up.
Like, I fucking hate you.
Yeah. Like, you're dumb. Like, I should go home. And then their dad is there too?
Yeah. I think they all live together.
Okay.
Or I think like Lorraine and Bobby and their dad live together.
Okay. So Tanya's.
I think so.
Well, no, because it's Tanya's house.
Oh, well, maybe they all live together. Yeah.
Anyway, so Sarge like glances down a hall and sees her shaking a bunch of pills in her mouth on top of being drunk. It comes out that Eva lied and there's no car. She just did it to get...
And Leo's pissed.
Yeah. She just did it to get Callie somewhere safe. What time is it? Are you like...
No, the animals are all down here, so they are all hungry.
Well, it is later on.
It's 8:30. They need their din-din.
I can feel this caffeine working because I don't typically do the caffeines.
Oh, you're going to be up a long time. You shouldn't have drank all that. I shouldn't have poured you such a big glass. Duh.
So good.
I can feel my hair growing.
I can kind of feel my skin. It's weird, but it is helping. I was like half asleep when I got here, but yeah, I don't ever do the caffeines. So yeah.
That was probably too much for you. I should have put some milk in it. Like Beavis and Butthead.
That's exactly. Should I pull my shirt up over my head? Okay. where am I at? Okay. So there's no car.
There's no car.
Did it protect Callie? Yeah, Sarge is pissed.
Mm-hmm. He like starts getting his stuff.
Yeah, he starts packing up his shit. Well, then Lorraine shoots Tanya.
Yep.
Just shoots her.
That's for sleeping with my husband.
Shouldn't have banged my husband.
Which, I'm sorry, Tanya is very beautiful, and Bobby is a fucking weirdo looking.
He is. I don't understand that. But there's, I mean.
Whatever.
I think in, like, that situation, it's probably like, oh, my sister has everything. I'm going to, like, take something of hers. You know, like.
I think so.
It's not like she met this guy walking down the street. It's more like, I want something that someone else has.
Yeah.
Which is a valid thing.
Yeah.
And Tanya, with all the booze and the pills, I could see her being like, oh, my sister's boring or whatever. Yeah. And, yes, like, weaseling her way in. For the record, Mike and I only exchange Wordles every day.
Like, I don't think if somebody were sleeping with Mike, like if I found out that Mike was cheating on me with somebody, that's not purge worthy to me. Like, I'm not going to kill you. I'm just going to get a fucking divorce. I don't care enough. But
I think
it's
different. I think, see, I'm the same way. Yeah, it's like...
Like, that's not... If you hit my dog, like, if you ran my dog over with a car, or Mike, then probably. But, like, you...
Cheating is just, like, divorce-worthy.
It's just divorce-worthy. I don't, like, okay.
Well, see, clearly in my happy situation, like, if Greg cheated on me, then I'd be like, okay, divorce. Now, if I purged him because of it, then I'd have to worry about his entire family. Mm-hmm. Just be like, you know what?
That's not worth it to me.
We had a good run, Chief. See you later.
Like, yeah, like, cool. But on the flip side, though, like, what if Greg thought the only way that he could get rid of you was purging you instead of divorce?
Oh, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then, like, as he's stabbing you, I would have been fine with a divorce.
I would have been fine, okay? Divorce or death?
That's fine.
I'll take divorce. I'm okay with that. Getting stabbed, like. Greg would probably have some, like, elaborate murder scheme, too. It wouldn't be just like, oh, I'm stabbing you or shooting you.
Yeah.
It would be, like, halfway through Purge Night, and he'd be like, honey, do you want some popcorn? And I'd be like, yeah, totally, because I eat popcorn every day.
You hit the power button on the popcorn and the microwave explodes and you die.
Oh, I don't make microwave popcorn.
Oh, yeah, you don't.
But he would be like sprinkling poison into it. And I'd be like, this popcorn tastes funny. Do you want some? And he'd be like, you know, I don't really like popcorn. And then I'd croak. Oh, I don't know.
This went
a different direction.
Just get a divorce.
Yeah.
Get a divorce.
Maybe, though, like, Lorraine, if she got a divorce, she wouldn't have anywhere to live.
That's true. Yeah. Desperate times, I suppose.
And it sounds like what happens if you murder your spouse during the purge? Because you're not, like, liable for anything that you do during it.
That and, like, what about life insurance? Like, does life insurance still like count?
2 days. There might be a time limit. Like, or like 2 days before the purge, you can't take out, like, $1 million life insurance policy on your spouse.
Excuse me, I really just, you know, safety, right?
So, yeah, there must be some type of
clause on every life insurance policy that you get, like, during purge era. That's just, like, if he happens to die by your hand or somebody associated by you during the purge, then it's null and voided.
But even that would be, like, a legal, weird legal aspect. So, it'd be, you'd just have to say, like, oh, yeah, you can get, like, a $100,000 life insurance policy, but you can get a $1 million one as long as they don't die purge night.
Yeah.
So then you're not like being encouraged to kill. But like, what about your like benefits and stuff? Right. Benefits would all still have to go through.
Yeah.
Like.
And also I was thinking about this too, aside from the life insurance stuff, like say you had relatives in like Scotland or Canada. Can you just like go chill with them?
I would imagine people leave the country for purge.
If they don't, or is like, are the borders just like locked down and nobody can leave?
Well, probably not purge night. I'm sure it's locked down, but like, yeah, we could go hang out with Pam and John.
Yeah. We could go stay with them for like a week and just be like, yeah, the purge sucks. Can we just come stay with you?
And we talked about this during the first one. So it's like, oh, the purge is like so helpful for society. But then like, oh, you know, I'm trying to cross this bridge and all of the toll people were purged last night.
So I think that potentially toll people would be a level of government that like couldn't be touched.
As well as like doctors and nurses?
I think so. And maybe like they have extra security along like the bridge and stuff to make sure that people can't cross the border.
During like the actual purge night, I'm sure that like the Canadian border would be like locked down by the Canadians.
They'd be like, no, we want no part of that. Fuck you guys.
But then I'm talking about just like the Mackinac Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get up day after purge, you're driving to work in Mackinac City, and
they might be a level of government that like can't be touched.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Because there'd have to be like certain people that like couldn't be purged to like keep the infrastructure.
Yeah.
Or like doctors, nurses, medics. The day after the purge, you know how busy the fucking hospital would be? Overflowing with injured people. So if like.
And like explosives aren't technically allowed. But like people are just like breaking into buildings and like.
Yeah.
Wrecking buildings and stuff. I don't know. It's a lot.
Anyway. It is a lot. Anyway, so Lorraine shoots Tanya for cheating. Then there's kind of like a shootout in the apartment.
Bobby like grabs Liz and is just like, I'm gonna kill her. And then you see Leo looks out for his own. Like once you are in Leo's like posse, he's like, no, fuck you guys. So he just...
Well, he's very much like us against them.
Yes.
So as soon as you're in the us group, you're golden.
So Bobby like grabs Liz, and then all of a sudden Leo just shoots Bobby like in the leg to like get him off of her.
Like, fuck you, dude.
And then Leo is essentially just like, all right, fuck you guys. Like, they can clean up whatever fucking shithole.
This is not our problem.
This is not our problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Tanya's dead. And, like, Lorraine is, like, screaming at Leo, saying, like, no, he's mine, about Bobby.
Yeah.
Then Leo's just, like, ick, and just, like, leaves.
Yeah. Like, I'm not
a part of this. We're not a part of this.
Yeah. It got real weird. So the group runs. The four of them take off. The military dudes show up. They get taken. They get captured.
Yeah. They think they're in the clear, but then...
Yeah, they think they're good. They get captured by the biker people.
Yeah.
And then, which you don't know what's happening, but... No. They're not going to purge them. They're being delivered for money.
Yeah, they don't purge. They're not a purge group. They're a collecting group.
Yeah, like hunters, kind of. Gatherers, so to speak. They're out gathering people on purge night, but they catch them like, yeah, okay, these look good. They get delivered as a batch for the rich, and there's an auction,
and this would 100% happen.
Oh, for sure.
100% happen. And the rage, so they're all like lined up on
and there's other people there too,
like a stage. It's like, there are other people there, and the rage in Leo's eyes
hot.
It's so sexy. But just the rage when he realizes, like, what is happening.
I'm going to kill
every single one of you.
Motherfucker in this room.
Yeah.
Like,
there is a scene, and I'm going back to Punisher, but I can't remember. Mike makes me watch it every once in a while with John Bernthal. And there's a scene where Frank Castle is escaping, like, the hospital or the prison that he's being held in. And he's walking down this hallway, and all of these people are attacking him. And Frank Castle is just beating the shit, stabbing him, like...
Rage.
Rage.
Pure rage. Pure rage. Like, in 28 Days Later.
Mm-hmm. When... Just something just, like, clicks. And they're like, no.
When he realizes that his two lady friends are at, like, super risk, and they're mm-hmm. gonna get, like, raped, murdered, rage. Whatever. Rage.
Blind rage.
Killing everyone?
Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Yeah. Which is a good, like, psychological point to that movie, is that the rage is the virus, but he's so angry. He's
also angry.
Yes. That Jim also just loses mm-hmm. his shit with rage.
Jim, Frank, and Leo, man. Rage buddies.
Unstoppable.
Unstoppable rage buddies.
Sort of like we just talked about this not that long ago, I think, on the podcast, when Rick and Carl get attacked, and they're, like, taking Carl away from him, and they took their guns, and it's, like, this horrible situation, and Rick bites someone's throat out to, like, get to Carl to save him.
I would bite someone's throat out for you.
I would, too.
Thank you.
I think I would just do it if I was, like, getting attacked and thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
I will fight like a wild animal.
You'll be, like, feral.
Yeah, I would. Not going down without a fight. No. You're going to kill me. I'm at least going to, like...
Make it difficult.
Make it difficult. Mm-hmm. That's from listening to a lot of true crime about, like, the survivor stories.
Yeah. Just pure rage.
Rage. Okay. Well, they're up for auction. They basically get taken into, like, a paintball
arena. It's like Hunger Games for rich people. So you have the two sisters. You have the dad and two sons. And then you have, I think, like, another old dude or something.
Well, they all, like, bid.
Yeah.
And then the highest bidders get to go after, like, the group of people.
And so there are, I think, six or seven.
Yes.
Purgers.
And they're in an arena.
And they're all, like, dressed all fucking classy and, like, oh, yay. Mm.
Yeah, well, they're all
rich. Mm. Like.
They're all done up like it's this big fucking charity event. And they're all at dinner, and they're at the auction, and they're all, like, doing the tiny little clap. Like, oh, this is going to be so fantastic.
You know what, bitch? You're all going to fucking die.
Yeah, you know why? Because you caught the wrong dude, and he has to, like, get out and purge, so he's not going to fuck around with you guys at all.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what happens. They're in, and it's a paintball.
Mm-hmm. With, like, a fountain and hedges and stuff. It's just weird.
The hunters have night vision glasses.
Yeah.
So all Sarge has to do is take out one of them and get the night vision glasses and, like, a gun.
And they have, so there's, like, a viewing area up top with, like, cameras and stuff where all of the other dumb rich people can view.
Well, they're in for a surprise, because once Sarge gets the night vision, he just starts slaughtering all of the rich.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He makes pretty short work out of it. The people that survive leave. Like,
there are two people that survive, because Leo is, like, coming back and, like, giving his group, like, weapons and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's just like, all right, I got four of them. There are three left. And then another one is killed quite quickly. And then the other two, like, bolt out the other door.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you fucking pussy ass bitches.
Yeah. Baby back bitches.
Ugh.
Run away.
Like, what did they think was going to happen? That they were just going to, like, submit?
That it was going to be, like, a paid wildlife hunt where, like, they paid a lot of money and then they just, like...
I'm surprised this hasn't happened before, like, where somebody has just been like, no, fuck you rich people. Well,
maybe it has.
Maybe it has.
You don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, what am I?
So the two people like bolt out the doors.
Thank you.
And Leo like looks at the viewing window and just fucking shoots the shit out of it. It's bulletproof glass, of course.
But it's the point.
And then the auctioneer woman is just like, help us. Like, we need help, like, over the radio.
Okay.
And then their, like, bodyguards come in and
yes,
try and, like, attack people. And this is, unfortunately, where Shane gets shot. So Shane gets shot and it's...
Shane?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're all against the hedge row, and Leo is just like, okay, we're going to have to like fight our way out of here.
Like, didn't Shane get shot before?
He did, but he lived.
Oh, okay. I forgot that he was like even a part of it. I thought he died in the subway.
No. He gets shot, but is like taken care of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So,
Leo. I think I said at one point the four of them. Yeah. Whoops. Okay.
And Leo is just like, all right, we're going to have to fight our way out of here. Like, everybody.
Oh, he's telling Liz that he's sorry for like everything that happened when he's. And then dies.
Yeah. Shane and Liz are like having a big heart to heart. You think that, oh, good, like they're going to get out of it and they're going to blah, blah, blah.
Whenever there's a heart to heart, somebody dies.
And Liz looks over and is just like, I just want to tell you that I love you so much. And immediately he gets shot. Liz crumbles like a cookie in coffee.
I mean, sure.
Of course, yeah. And so then I think Leo takes out that guy. But then all of a sudden, Carmelo's crew comes in.
Yes.
Very quickly after Shane gets shot, and it's very sad.
I know. If they would have been like 2 seconds earlier.
Yeah.
Carmelo's good guy gang breaks in.
And did you catch the little cameo?
No.
So the guy that is talking to Leo and the group is Edwin Hodge from the first Purge. He's the bloody stranger that lives.
Okay, who is he in this one?
He's the guy that is talking to them with Carmelo.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh. That's why I take fairly detailed notes. And a lot of times I'll, like, if I think I have a down second, I'll, like, write.
Yeah. But he's
the one. He's part of the good guys.
He was the bloody stranger from the first one that
that's Ethan awesome.
Hawke's kid saved. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm assuming next year or whatever, however many years.
I think it was like 2 or 3 years after. The timeline for me is kind of fucked up.
I can't remember when the first Purge was. Or like the first Purge movie was supposed to be set. But that's cool.
I think it was maybe 2019.
Is the year the first one is supposed to be?
Like, the first movie, not chronologically, but the first movie that came out, I think, is 2019 or 2018 or something.
Well, I mean, like, this one came out in whatever, and it's set in 2023.
Yeah.
So, like, the stranger gets saved.
Yeah.
And then...
He joins the...
Good guy gang.
The rebels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The rebel scum. At this point, though, after Shane dies, Liz wants to purge. She's like, fuck everybody.
Leo is just like, all right, like, let's go, everybody. And Liz is just staring at Shane, and she's like, no, I want to purge. And this is where the bloody stranger, Edwin Hodge, is just like,
okay,
we'll take care of her. Like, we'll make sure she's safe.
I mean.
And so he, like, hands her over a gun.
Like, all right.
She's just like, rage time.
I probably would do that, though.
I would do that.
If I was, like, running for my life with, like, Greg or you or, like, anyone, like, close to me, you know, and I watched them get shot.
Yeah.
Especially if we were fighting and, like, just making up and then that happens.
Yeah.
Like, I'd probably purge somebody.
And then...
Mike first.
Yeah. And then Carmelo, like, gets up, like, with his machine gun with, like, his group of guys. And he yells, get ready to bleed, rich bitches. Yeah.
They take out a bunch of rich people.
They take them all out.
I wonder how long that things like this would have to go on before the Purge was canceled.
I don't know. That's why I want to, like, deep dive into the rest of them.
Yeah.
To kind of get an idea.
Well, okay, so this is when it comes out that the whole reason that Sarge is out for this purge is that a drunk driver killed his son.
And his blood alcohol level was like 3 times the legal limit. Like, yes. His son was walking home from school and the guy just like drove over a curve. A curb.
And nothing happened to the guy. Mm-mm.
He got off on a technicality.
Mm-hmm.
And now he lives with his wife and 2 kids in this rich, beautiful neighborhood.
Like nothing happened. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My notes kind of start to suck because...
Do you want me to...
Typical, I get into the movie. Yes.
Okay.
Your turn. You can finish it out.
Leo
is... And you just watched it today, didn't you?
I watched it today.
Okay, good.
Leo is sitting there in the car and he like tells them, and he's at the house and it's with Eva and Callie. And Callie's just like, you don't have to do this. And he's like, no, I need to do this. And he was like, I came by 2 weeks ago and disabled the back hatch or whatever to the back of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And
the back hatch,
whatever
the gate, the security gate. Alarm for the gate.
So he just like gets out of the car and goes in, and the wife is sleeping peacefully, the husband's sleeping peacefully. He taps him on the chest with a gun, wakes him up, drags the woman out, throws her on the floor, and it's just like, lay on your stomach. And he turns the guy around and it's just like, you don't even fucking remember what his face looks like, do you? And he's just like, you know why I'm here. And he's like, look at my face. You ruined my life. And he like pulls a knife out, and then black. And he comes out and is just kind of like standing there. The door pulls up or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And he comes out and just stands there. And then all of a sudden he gets shot. And it's Big Daddy coming for revenge. And the guy, Big Daddy, is talking to him, and he's just like, you're an officer. Like, you were supposed to be one of us. Like, one of the government guys. Like, why did you do what you did tonight? And he, like, goes into the story about, like, you know, the citizens weren't killing enough. Like, this is what we have to do.
Oh, the founding fathers can't have heroes.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote down.
And he was just like, no one is supposed to save anyone tonight. Like, we're just supposed to kill people. And so that's when, from out of the blue, Big Daddy gets shot right in the head.
Which, that was so shocking to me.
That was shocking to me, too, because you think that Leo, like, killed the whole family.
Yeah.
Or at least killed the guy.
Right? Yeah.
But, yeah, the guy gets shot right in the head. You see it. And then you see the dad standing.
The drunk driver.
The drunk driver standing there in the doorway. So you know that Leo just, that was a warning. I forgive you.
Do you think he wanted to kill him? Obviously, he wanted to kill him. But do you think that he just really went there to scare him?
I think.
And be like, I need you to, like,
to know
realize
who I am.
What happened,
right.
And, like, actually think about it.
Because
now I'm in your house and I could fucking kill you.
I think if he hadn't have ran into Eva and Callie, that he would have killed him.
Oh, if he just would have went there right off the bat, but like after the whole night.
Yeah.
Like,
I think Callie talking to him and like
knowing the guy had kids and stuff, like,
I mean, he knew he had kids anyway.
I know, beforehand. But like actually being in the house in that situation and like,
I think if the situation were different and he would have just went right there, I think it would have been different than how it ended.
True.
Yeah.
So Sarge is shot, but not...
He's shot in the upper shoulder, but he's not wounded.
Yeah.
And so the drunk driver guy comes out and is like, oh my God, like, are you okay? Blah, blah, blah. And that's when Callie and Eva come running over.
Because that's the purge has ended at this point.
The two guys from Big Daddy come up and it's kind of a standout off with everybody pointing. It's like the Spider-Man meme.
Yeah.
And then the sirens go off and everybody lowers their weapons. And then they rush him to the hospital, and that's that. And Callie is just like, thank you for not doing that. And then that's when Leo reaches over and like holds her hand. And I was like, they're best friends.
Yes.
That's the end of the movie.
And then Eva and Sarge fall in love.
And then they just have a wonderful...
And they have a wonderful life together.
Is that what you think happened?
Yes.
I like to think that. But we'd have to watch Purge Election Year to know if that happened.
I feel like I've seen that, but I don't know.
Because they're all in Election Year.
Oh, they are? Mm-hmm. Maybe they're all Purge buddies.
Maybe they're all Purge buddies. Did you like it?
Of course. I love the Purge movies.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I love them so much.
Yeah, I think they're super good.
Scary level.
One.
I would say if you have a fear for dystopian futures, like a...
Five.
Five. Or rich people, if you have a fear of rich people.
I would say, because I typically think that supernatural type horrors are scarier than like this.
Same.
But I would give it a solid 2. And gore, 0.
Yeah.
There's not really
0
any gore.
0 to 1. I mean...
People get shot.
And stabbed.
And stabbed. Stuff. But there's no, like, guts coming out or anything crazy like that.
Yeah, I love this movie. And I love the premise of the Purge movies. Like, I just love them so much.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Because... Oh, yeah. Next Monday is July 3rd, and it's the first Monday of the month, so we are taking that Monday off, per usual, and then we'll be back with some good summer flicks for you for July.
I have no idea even what we're doing, but okay.
I'll show you later.
I always forget.
That's okay.
Even when you're like, when are we recording? I'll be like, wait, what movie is it?
It's fine. But yeah, I hope everybody in the U.S. has a good 4th of July. If you celebrate, stay safe. Get a designated driver.
Yes.
Please. Anyway.
Or you might get purged.
Or you might get purged. So, if you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, please follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review. All one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam... Listen to us every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on mtrsradio.com.
All right. I hope everyone has a good night, a good week, and stay safe for the 4th.
Stay safe. Bye.
Bye.